12:18. It's lunchtime here with the invasion. What a wonderful lunchtime it is. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren.
Do what you want. I
need to do that more often if I get music choices all day.
Please don't.
This has been wonderful. Got a big World Cup day today, but a huge one tomorrow, especially here in the area. We're going to dive into that coming up here in 15 minutes or so. But since it is lunchtime, and as you're out and about trying to make your food choices, I thought of this earlier today. When was the last time that you got into a food, and more so a genre or an ethnicity, perhaps, that you had never had before that became something that you really enjoyed? And I ask this because I do think it's interesting. One, we were just talking about this earlier with Peter Welpton from the Kick Around, who was talking about the World Cup. And to see the Japanese and the Dutch that were in town over the course of the last few days, and you saw them posting pictures of having Tex-Mex, or a lot of them, of course, come to Texas, you want to have barbecue. And I wondered how many of them maybe... was this their first time they'd ever had barbecue? Especially like that. And so it got me to thinking, because the last time I can remember getting into something that I just had in my mind I wouldn't like, but I went and tried and now absolutely love, would be 10 years ago. I was rolling around with this guy that I worked with, and he's like, hey, let's go grab some lunch. And he goes, do you like Thai food? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't want that. He goes, well, have you ever had it? I was like, I've had like Chinese and stuff. He was like, do you like Chinese food? I was like, yeah. He goes, you'll like Thai food. I was like, I don't think I want to have that. He goes, look, I'll buy. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. We can go somewhere else. Like, okay, fine, I'll try it. So we go, and I was like, well, I had no concept of what I should order or anything about it. I'm looking at the menu and you can read the descriptions, but I'm like, what should I get and all that? And he kind of was like, well, here's what I like. And if you like this and all that. And so I absolutely loved it. I love Thai food now. I mean, regularly probably have Thai food once a month. So that's probably fairly regularly. And I can't remember the last time, because there are genres of food where you see these countries coming in where I kind of would be curious to try it. But some of it, Indian food is probably the one that a lot of people might think of. You hear people talk about Indian food like, oh, yeah, it's really, really good. And I don't know that I've ever legitimately had Indian food, but I also don't know that it legitimately appeals to me.
Yeah, I'm always concerned about spice level and things like that. Sure. So I'm not quite sure what to get. You got to treat me like a 4-year-old, I guess, when you're introducing it. There's a couple of things that come to mind when you mention that. And one is ticket related, because we were out on a Super Bowl trip. We were in New Orleans. And as a team dinner, we went to Acme Oyster House, and I had vowed, I am never having an oyster. It doesn't appeal to me. I don't want anything to do with them. And so we were there, you know, just looking over the menu, and I was sitting across from Craig Jr. Miller, and he ordered the char-grilled oysters. And I was, you know, you make the face, I'm not having that. I'm just looking for something else. He's like, man, you should have them. They're really good. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to even try it. And he said, man, just try one. You can have one off of what I have, and if you don't like it, you don't eat it again. You can just try it. And as soon as I tried it, I ordered like 2 dozen right there on the scene. First time I ever had
that, like, just one made you like it that much?
First time I had it,
okay,
I was hooked on the char grilled oysters, and then that made me explore even the raw oysters. So I don't have them as often, but if I go somewhere and they have them on the menu, and you're kind of in the mood, like, yeah, let's rock it, let's go. So you want to talk about some? I never thought I would even partake in that. And now I'm not an expert, but I'll definitely have I would prefer the char grill, but I'll definitely have raw oysters also. And then it comes to mind as far as sushi goes. I'm not eating that. I don't even want anything to do with it. Yeah. And I can't remember who was the first one. It may have been the wife. As we go out and say, let's just try it, because she was kind of, we were in the same boat and we never ordered it going out. And I think we just explored the first, it was the, you know, the rolls that were cooked, make sure it wasn't anything raw related to it. So, all right, you have that. Okay, that's
California
fine.
California roll. Always start with that.
Right, right. So you go from California roll to starting wanting to explore
spicy tuna roll.
Other things. And, okay, now it's sashimi. And I don't know about that. Okay, let's try it. And that one step into the California roll. Well, now let's go sushi. And the rawer, the better. Let's go. And I am all about it, man. All in. Which I don't know how many years it's been, but never would have expected that growing up that I would even attempt to eat any sushi.
Yeah, sushi seems like a relatively, and that's got to be completely wrong, but it seems like a relatively new thing because I don't remember my parents ever eating sushi. I don't remember hearing about anybody eating it growing up. And now I love sushi, but that's another good one because I'm trying to remember the first time I had sushi. Had to be at what... Man, probably right out of college. I don't recall ever having it until I got out of college. I wasn't opposed to it, but like Lando jumped in and said about the California roll. And I think you're
That's your introduction.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody has that, and then you kind of start branching out. Tempura, like what you're talking
about. Things like that, just knowing that it's going to be cooked. And then once you get that, I don't want to say you master it, but you enjoy it, then you'll go, oh, okay, well, let's at least try something else, something that's not cooked to see if you like it. And then once you do that, okay, now you start exploring everything. And now, yeah, it's probably been, I may be underestimating it a bit, but maybe a decade since we've gone just headfirst into let's just go to a sushi place. Now, oh, I feel like sushi. Okay. And if that was, not even the case, when we first got married or anything like that. It's just... We just didn't do it, but now we're all in.
So these are two things that aren't necessarily like a cuisine, but it's like an ingredient or a type of food that I just didn't touch until I met my wife, and really even until like 3 or 4 years into being married to her. And now I'm obsessed with both of them. And one is mushrooms. Would not eat mushrooms growing up, and I just wouldn't eat them. Never tried them really. And then one day, like made a steak. She liked mushrooms, and so I put some in the steak juice. And turns out if you smother something in steak juice. Very, very good. And then the other thing is avocado and just guacamole in general. Hated guacamole growing up.
I did too.
Hated it.
Uh-huh.
The green and the texture kill me. And now,
interesting.
I think it was definitely the color for me.
The color.
Like, okay, I'm not eating that.
Is it boogers in that bowl?
I am not eating that. And then now, I'm seeking it out.
It's so great.
And it's a lot. Yeah, I didn't eat beans growing up. And my mom is surprised now that I'm...
What about beans?
Actively looking to order beans when I just get beans away from me. She had a recipe that she cooked a lot where we called it beans and meat. Well, ground meat, beans, all in one pot. She serves it, and I never ate it. It's like, I am not touching that.
My grandma did with, like, beans with, like, bacon stuff in it.
It made more pinto beans, bean-ish.
I'm living on beans.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm probably still out on, like, lima beans, but other than that, I'll eat anything else.
I eat beans fairly regularly. Like black beans a lot. What? I do.
Black beans are good.
They are
very
great.
Tasty. Garbanzo beans, which are basically chickpeas, which I like quite a bit. But yeah, I had some beans the other day.
Yeah, it is. And we all are not going to have the palate of ham. We had it once before as a kid.
Did we?
But yeah, I know I did. I mean, it's just certain foods. You look at it, I'm not touching that. It was just... If it looks funny, then I'm out. And now you grow up and your palate expands. And it's all about just taking that step one, step two. Like there are certain things you're just not going to touch.
And it's interesting with kids watching them take those first steps. So like my daughter just now started, like for years, it was chicken nuggets and french fries. And that
was the ham diet.
Pretty much. Yeah, the ham diet. And that was pretty much it. And then she tries one little thing. And okay, well, now we're in a little bit of pot roast. Well, that expands into now we're into almost any type of beef. And then you're into this and you're into that. It's fun watching them expand what they will eat. Plus, then we can make different dinners finally.
And I think vegetables have... I don't want to say a comeback because they're always out there, but they've advanced to where it's almost like Kraft vegetables.
Oh, okay, because like the Brussels
instead
sprouts
of just
stuff.
Boiling broccoli and putting it on your plate. No one wants that. I mean, or a Brussels sprout, that's disgusting. I don't want that.
Would you eat raw broccoli?
If it's like on a salad of some sort, yeah, but not just on the plate. Oh, if you have to dip that thing in some like some ranch or something. Yeah, right. That's how I would consume it. But now that you're roasting things, throw some olive oil and put it in the oven, they've developed.
They have.
To where now vegetables are very more appealing than it was as a kid. Brussels sprouts have made the biggest development I've ever even imagined.
I don't think our parents knew that you like were able to season vegetables. Like, I don't think a piece of seasoning found a vegetable in my house growing
it's
up.
It's just in this bag and you throw it in hot water and then you put it on a plate. I'm good not to go. Eating that.
You That's might get lucky veggies. If there was melted cheese on it.
Yeah, you have to hide it.
Right.
And I think they would try to hide it, but then you just kind of put the piece of broccoli in your mouth, take the cheese off.
And like, oh, no.
Right. Put the broccoli back on the plate.
I got a hard piece. Oh, no.
Is there I call it genre, but it's probably more ethnic. Is there like Ethiopian food, Indian food? Is there something that you've never tried that you would be open to that you hear people talk about?
Man,
because those are the two to me that I hear people talk about that I can't say that I know for sure I've ever had.
I haven't, but it's about, you know, you get comfortable in what you like and what you want, and you keep going back. But if someone said, hey, man, meet me at this one restaurant and we're going to try it, I'll go. Sure. And I'll try whatever, you know, it is that's out there. And, you know, you don't like it, you just don't have it again. I've totally changed my thought process about that now that I'm older than I would have any time when you're growing up. Because if you don't like, oh, no, I'm not touching that. And you just don't even think about it.
And now you're way more open-minded to trying it. I think that's kind of the thing. And it's interesting, these countries that are coming in, like, it just made me think, and this probably sounds ridiculous, but is there some Croatian dish that you go over there that they have all the time?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
That we're sitting there going, what in the world is this?
I mean, it tripped me out that they would have baked beans for breakfast, like in England. And when I saw that, we were at the airport. We had a layover at Heathrow, and you go have breakfast in there. What is that? That doesn't even, I can't even wrap my head around that. And that's regular. So for them to come over here and freak out as much as they have been about
what our cuisine is,
it's really cool. And because we're doing the same thing when you travel over. We went to South Africa, and some of the dishes that they have, you kind of turn your eye up, but then you look at everyone else and they're eating. It's like, okay, it must can't not be that too bad.
Right? Yeah. So
there's a spot there's a spot in Arlington that's it's a barbecue place, but it's a Texas Ethiopian fusion barbecue place, Smoke and Ash, and everything looks so good.
Triple D.
I bet you that is delicious.
I've heard good stuff about Ethiopian food. There's a place in Richardson that's, it may be Indian food that I've been to. I have to look it up and
I don't think I've had it. If I've had it, I don't remember. It didn't make that impression to say, man, I've had that and I want to check it out. Like you'll know if you have Mediterranean or things like it's so different. But I think that's something that we should explore a little bit more, because it is a trip to see them freaking out over Texas cuisine.
Right.
And you can do the exact same thing when there's probably so much more available around, but you get comfortable. You know what you want, and you just go and get it instead of expanding the mind. I know one particular food that I ate as a youngster, but now I don't even touch. I have to make sure that I am not. It's not even close on my foods, tomatoes. We ate them all the time growing up. Tacos, tomatoes, hamburgers, tomatoes. And now my wife did not eat tomatoes, and now if there's one near my food, you can have that back. I don't need it.
You know what? I like tomatoes. Like, I like raw vegetables more than cooked vegetables. Like, I'll eat a tomato, but if it's cooked, I don't like it, and I'll eat carrots.
So you'll walk around and eat a tomato like an apple?
No, you cut it up into slices and you eat the slice.
A little salt and pepper.
Yeah, but I don't like cooked carrots, but I love carrots.
I'm the same way.
Raw carrots.
I like the raw form of the vegetable.
I think
way
the carrot
more than...
is the only one that, if you tell me, I'll eat the raw version more than the cooked. But other than that, let's throw some heat on that thing.
Even like peppers and stuff. Like, maybe peppers get a little scorch mark on the outside.
Like,
but
peppers
otherwise...
in a salad, the crunch of that is really good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not cooked. Now, I'm with you.
Even bell peppers, you can cut them up and eat them raw. They're delicious.
Yes. Yeah. I just need something else around it. A little salad dressing.
I'll eat raw, especially purple onion. Mm,
yeah,
yummy.
I do too. It's like my dad. My dad will. Yeah, I'm out on that.
All right. There you go, world.
There you go. Yeah.
Welcome to DFW.
Welcome. Have more barbecue and Tex-Mex.